Blog Talk Radio.
And here we go, like the clown. Prince the Criminal just said, I had to spit that out. Wow, I couldn't get that out of my mouth. The words were sitting there, and they just didn't want to. It's one of those days, folks. Anyway, this is Paragon Radio. It's your host, Pokemon. It's Monday night. It's a post-Super Bowl edition of Paragon Radio, no less. Enough of that. Let's just get into it already. I get by with a little help from my friends, and this one, some people say is bad. Some people say is a Viking. Some people, well, we can't say what the other, I can't say the rest. We just call him Mad Viking.
99 red balloons floating above the Alaskan sky.
I'll pay Nina. The 80s are over. Oh, yeah, the 90s are over. Oh, yeah, the 80s are over. Sorry. I have to write the verse.
No. That song's been remade.
By whom? I know. But who did it?
I can answer that in a second. Hold on. 99.
Well, he's going to Google.
I'm going to my playlist.
Oh, okay, going to the playlist. Ooh.
Goldfinger redid it.
Was it James Bond movie?
No, that's the name of the band, Goldfinger.
Right, but wasn't that also the name of a James Bond movie?
Let's see.
Yes, it was.
I was thinking for a moment Goldmember, but that's Austin.
That's Austin Powers. Austin Powers and Goldmember.
Remember
the thing? Hold on. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
I thought that was Dr. No.
Was it? Shit, that's the only quote from... I have never seen any of those movies. No, that's not true. I saw one. Timothy Dalton. Denise Richards was in it. I was working at Hawaii. My vacation started. It was funny. We went to see Dogma in the afternoon, and then that night we went to see James Bond. What's funny is, in the first 5 minutes, everybody but one of my friends figured out who the villain of the movie was, that the chick, the rich billionaire, she was the villain. We were like, oh, yeah, she's behind it. He's like, okay, after you see Dogma, which makes you think throughout the end, which Kevin Smith did a great job with that movie, very controversial movie with the Catholic Church, but everything, like, it made you think, right? And then you see James Bond, it's like, oh, fair the movie, leave your brain, all right, shut your brain off, enjoy the action. Really, that's
I'm trying
James
to remember,
Bond
Timothy
movie.
Dalton, was that before or after James Bond went into abstain?
Oh, I didn't know he did that. Oh, he was very, surprisingly in this one, he slept with like two or three, I think, in this movie.
Okay.
But they didn't show.
It's like, I'm sorry, James Bond has to get it on with the girl if it's a proper James Bond movie.
It was late 90s. It was late 90s because I had just started, I was like a year into Verizon. So it was. Like,
I mean, when I caught it to James Bond, it was like the last Sean Connery and the first Roger Moores.
Right. And then what happened? Who's the new guy? Newish guy? The one that just finished Pepper's Run?
I forget.
Daniel Craig?
I think.
And what, didn't all his movies tie together somehow?
Yep. I mean, I'll give credit where it's due. They added John Cleese as the new scientist guy.
Right.
I'll
give that. In my movie, he was there. Yeah, I think he was in that one. I was like, really, John Cleese is in this? Really? Oh, sure.
Oh, which reminds me. John Cleese is teaming with his daughter for a new Fawlty Towers, and he promises there will be no wokeism. Less slapstick because he's old, but no wokeism.
Yeah, that's cool. That's pretty cool.
Which tells me one thing: it's not going to be on the BBC. It's going to be on Thames.
Well, Fawlty Towers is on BBC.
The original was BBC, but remember, BBC is trying to, do what almost every station. So I'm going like this is going to be on Thames or Sky News or Sky Channel, the satellite stations.
Right.
Because if it's going to be, and I quote John Cleese, there will be no wokeism. Okay, when John Cleese says that's enough,
Well, like I said, I read some news. I saw some news stories on Instagram this weekend. And I just got to say, this woke generation needs to wake the fuck up. Because I'm just sitting there going, what? Huh? Who? Hubba what?
That brings me back to my red balloons moment. It's like when in the 60s, 70s, 80s, everyone worried about the nuke. This is from a friend of mine on one of his posts.
Wait. You're right. The final comment, the original comment you made in our pre-show talk. So
yeah, I'm building up to it. 90s right, to 2000, right. We were worried about terrorists. Mid 2000s to the 2010s, the dirty bomb, the homemade bomb. 2020s, balloons. Four balloons.
Yeah. It's a Mylar balloon. Oh no, what will we do? Careful, it's going to reflect the sun and find us all. Don't look at it. I feel this. Give me a BB gun. I'll take care.
Now, if they had a balloon and something was attached that could explode something, okay, then we're talking the nuke. All right. They're just going low tech. Okay. No, they're not even doing that. They're spying.
What did they you know, it's funny. Interviewing a general, why did you shoot it down when you first saw it? Oh, we were afraid of going and landing on my car.
It was over Montana. You know,
there were nothing but trees. You could have shot it down. You could have shot it down at that point.
There's more moose than people.
Oh, if they would have shot down, if they would have hit a moose, though, Peter would have been all over them on that one. Holy shit. And you don't want Peter
moose,
involved. Why don't you get
more likely the
in
moose
would
go like, what the hell was that? I've seen
but
a
wait,
few
but
YouTube videos
wait.
When a car hits
speaking
a moose.
Moose.
Even a truck hits
speaking
a moose.
Moose
wins.
One of those moose has a flying squirrel as a friend. That flying squirrel could have flown up and caught the balloon for us.
Like I said, even when a truck hits a moose, the moose wins.
Right. Look, I know my comment was silly. So was the government's way of handling this whole thing. The second that balloon got near California, shoot it down over Nevada. Why? There's nothing but fucking deserts in Area 51.
It was over Montana.
Right. Even somewhere between Nevada and Montana, they could have shot this thing down. Oh, here's a great joke. Yes, our anti-balloon defense didn't work. And what is that? The Seattle Space Needle? It was a great skit they did. It was like one of the opening skits they did. I was laughing for the first time. They didn't give enough time.
For those
like,
of the
like,
younger
wait,
generation,
oh.
Are you going, you're being uncaring? No. We grew up with being afraid of nuclear missiles. Then we were afraid of terrorists. Then we were afraid of homemade bombs. And now it's balloons. Kind of dropped
Generation
off.
X. Go look up on Instagram. Anybody talking about Gen X and the shit our childhoods. We ain't afraid of a fucking white balloon flying overhead. Holy shit. Oh, no, it's a white fucking balloon. Like I said, give me a BB gun. I'll shoot it down.
I think the best one was going like, hey, look, there's a weird-shaped balloon floating above us. It was a picture of Mimbadas and in her new face.
Well, how about the other
what the hell
down?
Happened to Madonna?
Oh, the one time she came out to some musical number, she was in a white suit, a cane, and a white hat. I'm going, when the fuck did Madonna turn into Colonel Sanders?
Oh, we're not even that anymore. Have you seen the recent one?
No, but I mean, she looked old in this picture. Like, she came out to this dance thing, and she hurt her leg, and she needed a cane to walk. But the outfit she chose, And I don't know who did her makeup that night, but it was like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I realized it was Madonna. I'm going, holy shit, why does Madonna look so old? Why does she choose to look like Colonel Sanders for this number?
Oh, but the new, but the latest one, I know it's going to be mean-spirited, but that was the first thing that popped in my mind when I saw her, whatever she did to her face. Do you remember Mask? And I don't mean Jim Carrey.
Yes, I know the movie, the one with the chair. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that one. Let me see if I can find a picture so you'd be going like, oh, damn. If I can find a picture. You'll be going like, God damn.
Did she have pigtails in the picture?
Braided pigtails, yes.
Courtesy of TikTok. Holy shit.
Am I wrong when that was the first thing that came to my mind as you're looking at it?
It's like 19 pictures of one of 20 then and now.
I was like, you're trying to be young. No, that didn't do the trick. I don't know what you did, but damn. Reverse it.
No, I'm looking at the one where she took those braided pigtails and made it almost look like Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
Where she curled them around the side. What the hell?
Am I wrong?
That's from the 2023 Grammys.
Right.
See, this year's Grammys, it's like Satan owns the music industry. And you know what? I just didn't watch it. I'm glad I didn't watch it.
And Mordecai's just going like, I have done my job.
Well done, Mordecai. You supplanted.
Mordecai is now going, I'm proud of myself on that one. Hell, Lord
well,
Satan,
like
I mean,
time,
see him pop
that's
up.
Like, hold on. That's like the time Britney Spears kissed Madonna on stage. I'm going, Madonna's just turned Britney evil. Or she's just ruined, you know, she's tainted Britney. And then Britney turned into this total white trash bitch for the next couple of years. Like, I knew it! I told you!
And for those who, once again, those of the younger generation, we are Generation X, where making fun of everybody was on the table. We have no problem pointing out something that looks silly.
And you know what? Especially because I was right. It happened. Follow the timeline. The Britney banana kiss. Look at Britney's career right after that.
All right. Well, you wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. I did not watch
it.
It was
a great one. I mean, all right. So going into halftime, the Eagles, it was close. But then the Eagles took like a 10-point lead into the half. And I was joking around with one of my friends, my best friend since eighth grade. We're Giants fans, but yeah, I know he's rooted for the Chiefs for years. Don't know why. But and in this case, because they're playing Philadelphia, rivals of the Giants, I was rooting for the Chiefs big time in this one. He goes, who are you rooting for, Mike? Gee, the Chiefs or our rivals? The last time Philly made it, I rooted for them because I was so sick of the Patriots of Belichick and Brady. I rooted for Brady with Fox because I wanted him to prove that it was Brady, not Belichick, leading the Patriots to the Super Bowls. Okay? That's the only time I'll root for Philly. Okay?
All right.
In the Super Bowl. Now, I was texting like, gee, the last time Chiefs won the Super Bowl, they were down by 10, and then they stormed back. But Mahomes had a high ankle sprain a couple weeks earlier. He was fine until the sack with a minute and a half left. It looked like he re-injured himself. I'm going, calm down. Philly had the ball. He didn't come back out. We got a long halftime show. Usually it's like 10, 15 minutes for the halftime. This time because of Rihanna's show, which was really good. I got to give credit for that. And then I found out she was pregnant. I was like, I didn't know that totally afterwards. I'm like, holy shit, she did a really awesome job with that.
Considering that she showed her baby bump, yeah.
Yeah,
I hope people got the idea she was
rubbing. I thought it was like a perverted thing she was. I was like, no, she was just, you know, rubbing her belly. You know, I was like, hold on, before you go any further, I have a question for everybody.
All right.
How come when a woman's pregnant, mommy's pregnant, they rub the tummy and say congratulations, yet they don't go to the daddy and rub his balls and say good job?
I did not need that image.
It was a joke.
I really didn't
I
need that
it was
image.
Like, I was like, it was, you know, just, you can laugh if you want. I said it to a friend of mine. He goes, oh, because dad does that on his own 9 months. Oh my God. It's like, oh, is that what you did? 4.5 months each one. I was like, oh, my God. And he kept going on. He goes, I have special pants made. Fucking Lord. Anyway, I thought it was funny. Anyway. Okay.
But according to the articles, the winning commercial was the Binky.
Oh, the Binky Dad. If you don't know what happened, they get to a hotel. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the baby's like, where's the Binky? Huh? Baby needs a Binky. I thought I packed it. I got to go back for the Binky. So somebody recorded that saying this. It goes on the internet. Everybody is held the police, construction worker. That's Binky Dad. Go that way, Binky Dad. It's the fastest way. All of a sudden, the police see him driving. They go, he's being, goes, no, don't give him a ticket. That's Binky Dad. We'll give you an escort. He's driving. You know, in Los Angeles, they have those, like, you ever see the movies where they drive under the bridges with water, you know, underneath them? He's got an escort of, like, 5 cop cars following him, 2 helicopters trying to clear the way for him. They go, what's going on? Oh, my God, it's Binky Dad. All the reporters, all this media is at his house. He walks out, holds up the Binky in victory. Yeah. Go give it a Binky Dad. He gets back. He's holding a green Binky. The mom goes, he puts the Binky in the baby's mouth. To that mom goes, he only likes the blue one. Turns around and runs back out again.
Like I said, that's according to the articles I've read. Binky Dad was the winner.
And they only showed that once. I was like, that's all they had to do. It was just that once. There was another one I liked. You ever seen business when somebody does really good and they call them, you're a rock star? Well, they had rock stars from the 80s. Kiss, Joan Jett, who we mentioned last week on the show. Another one, 2 more Grammys last week. Way to go, Ozzy. I can't help mentioning that. They were going, no, you're not a bloody rock star. We're rock stars. And Joan Jett's like, I've been on the road since I was 12. You're not a rock star sitting in an office all day. Right? And then they show Ozzy sitting, like, dressed like he works in an office. He turns like, who are you? I'm the new guy. Call me Oswald. And they go,
and they
Janet.
Had Kiss. Well, we know who's watching that one.
Well, we should not know that. But he goes, Janet, you did awesome this month. You're a rock. And all, I can't remember which member of Kiss was. He walked looking all mad. He goes, I wasn't going to say it. And he points to him and goes, and he thumbs like, I'm the rocks. Like, you know what he was going to say? Like,
probably Gene.
No, it wasn't Gene Simmons.
Then it was Paul Stanley.
Yeah, I think it was Paul Stanley. Yes, yes. And it's like, don't say it. I'm watching. I'm listening. And he walks out of the room. That was a good one.
But like I said, I didn't watch it.
Anyway, let me get back to this. Let me get back to the game. So now there's more Eagle fans than Chief fans. They come out. All of a sudden, the Chiefs are the Chiefs that we expected. They're steamrolling. Their defense shows up. And at one point, the Chiefs are suddenly up by 8. Yes, they've outscored Philly by 18 in the second half. They come back, tie it up, but there's still 5 minutes left in the game. Going down the field slowly. And some people say it's controversial on third down play. No, it wasn't, because you watch the play from the beginning, the defender grabbed his jersey right from the start and then let go of him. I was saying, but it was overthrown. Yes, because if you watch the play from the beginning, he grabbed his jersey. The defender grabbed the receiver's jersey. And the referee threw the flag right when he did it, which you're supposed to do. And one of the announcers, well, you know, late game, you should let him play. You're like, whoa. He held on to him, that jersey, for like 3 seconds. It wasn't incidental. He held on to him. Holmes, he's quarterback, is pointing the whole thing. Like, he's holding him. If he held him anymore, he would rip his jersey off. That's how bad it was. They get a first down. Okay, they get 5 yards first down. They give it to the running back, Chowski, his name. I was calling him Pouchowski because he had some really epic runs. Instead of scoring a touchdown to give Philly a chance, starts sliding at the 3 yard line down to the one.
Oh.
Right. This is brilliant because it's all tied up. They have timeouts left. They take a knee twice. So with 11 seconds left, KC uses their last timeout, kick a field goal. Right, instead of scoring, because they were just going to let him in, realizes this, running back is smart enough, slides, doesn't score the touchdown there, backs himself up a bit, and then they just kick the field with 8 seconds left. By the time Philly gets the ball, there's 8 seconds, no timeouts left. And by the time they get the play incomplete, and the Chiefs win, they get the update, 38-35. Which some people said it was going to be a high-scoring game. But here's the thing now. The Eagles defense had 70 sacks in the regular season. They needed 4 more sacks to break the time record. 0 sacks last night. That offensive line, Chiefs, is crazy. Crazy good, because the only 2 sacks were by the Chiefs.
All right, then. I want to put my own vote, because this was an ad that popped up before the Super Bowl.
Okay.
They were talking about the one viewer that leaves the game before the miracle comeback. And I forget what it was before. I'm going like, this person, whoever made that ad, is now going, see, this is it.
Yeah. That's why you never leave a game early.
You leave the game if it's like 2 minutes to go or 5 minutes to go and there's like 24 points difference.
I wouldn't even do that there. Sometimes the game, I think one time a team scored 24 points in 5 minutes, so.
But anyway, like I said, I did not watch it, and no, it wasn't because of any protest. It was just a case of I just wasn't really interested.
Yes, I thought for the Chiefs, ain't Chief fan, I have one song for them and one to console the Eagles.
All right.
So this is for the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys are the champions. Congratulations, Patrick Mahomes. First guy since 1999 to win both regular season and Super Bowl MVPs. And congratulations, Chiefs. Third Super Bowl MVP. Your third Super Bowl championship. Mad jump. I've had my chance and kicked in my face, but I come through. Mad Dub.
I'm waiting for COH to be not responding.
Oh, okay, we're still on air. Okay, and congratulations on getting the Kansas City Chiefs. And now, a little something. Let me lower the volume on this one. A little something for all you Philadelphia Eagle fans. Your team came so close. What'd you think I was gonna play? You suck. You came so close and blew it. Yeah, blew it. You talked about winning it before you played. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back. Okay. I want you to play that so I can nominate it. No, I don't. I want you to play it so you can just keep it week after week after week. I'm okay.
Okay.
What's funny is I predicted I was going to do something. I'm like, man, would I do something like that? Do you think I would do that in all fair sportsmanship? If I would, they're a rival.
Oh, believe me. The only time I rooted against the Giants was that Super Bowl when the Patriots had the chance for the to beat the Dolphins in being undefeated. It went straight to the Super Bowl, and then the Giants won. I'm like, no! I was so close!
I have to tell you, that playoff run they had, the Giants had, I had no voice. I was screaming so much for their victory, because no one expected them to win. Oh, I have WWE on, and Patrick Mahomes, he's celebrating with the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and he had a special WWE belt made, championship belt, with the side panels with the KC logo on them. That's cool. Okay.
Like I said, and the only reason because if the Patriots won that year, I would go to every Miami Dolphin fan that I had here. Ever since I moved down, going, ha! You ain't the only ones anymore. That
you know,
team
funny.
Does not
they
pop open that champagne bottle.
Special they made where welcome to Undefeatedville. Mm-hmm. And they played it afterwards. Like, yeah, we almost had new neighbors. Thank God it's not crowded. They actually filmed one ahead of time where the Patriots were moving in, and Gronk were like, "Who the hell's that guy? Who?" I feel bad for the guy who's moving. He's moving next, and it was him. It was Larry Zonka, I think, or whoever was still alive. One of the guys was still alive. Like, oh crap, he's moving next to me. Hi.
Well, let's see. There was no updates from Ship of Heroes, so there's no drinking game.
No update from Sea of Titans. They don't like us anymore.
The Valentine's Day event is on at City of Heroes.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Hold on. Alco, what hammer was that you just had?
For a little bit on that one.
I know. Alco just had a sledgehammer he was holding. I don't know what he's shooting. Looks like a portal gun. Like from Rick and... No, but he had a sledgehammer on his back that he was just holding.
Hmm.
No, that was red she was wearing, Marcus.
Anyway.
The 100 snowmen. You know what I told my friends? He goes, 100 snowmen. They were in, like, snowsuits and with hoods on. That's that hammer. What hammer is that, Alto?
Oh, that's, I think it was picked up from, Foxbat.
Is that a skin for a sledgehammer, or is that like a, she was wearing red, and what was funny was the way they were outfitted, Mal from Foxbat.
Yeah, that was right, Max,
I was laughing. I texted my friend, I go, why is Rihanna dancing with a bunch of futurist KKK members? I need to get that melee weapon skin for my character. My character won't work on. I mean, think about it. I mean, they had these ski goggle men, these giant ski goggle things on, so you couldn't see their faces. They had the hoods over their heads.
And this was in Arizona.
So, yes, where. Gee, it's like 70 degrees in February. So, you know, it. And now this is metamorphosized into a squirrel. Wait a minute. Alto?
That is from
I'm not going to be able to see him. Let me know if he does it. I'm going to play a sound effect. Let me know if he turns his neck really fast. He's not a real squirrel. Any real squirrel would have ran over to me and turned their head and said, "He just."
I thought that was chipmunk.
No, I thought they were squirrels.
Anyway, let's see, where were we? What were we talking about? Oh, yes. I'm hearing, I've heard of a few people who's played Hogwarts Legacy. Number one game on stream. Steam, I mean. Blah, blah. Also stream on Twitch channel.
Number one game is what, Hogwarts Legacy?
Hogwarts Legacy.
Really? Oh.
And breaking the record of Elden Ring,
really?
For sales.
Hmm. Yeah, we're supposed to be a game.
Yeah, for a single player.
A couple of years ago, called Pro Wrestling X. And I don't know what the hell happened to it. The guy was working on it for Steam, and...
Probably got picked up for the new WWE game.
No. It wasn't that. It was just, God damn it, I still have Madonna's thing on here. I forgot it was there, and I popped
there's your nightmare fuel for the night.
Great. I don't have to get up at 4 a.m. Great.
I can see it now. I play any Madonna. Put it on the list!
Okay, yeah, it was supposed to be on Steam. You can play it now on Steam. Because I haven't got a newsletter from them in ages.
Yeah, and like I said, we have the 2033, and we don't even bother with the other ones anymore.
Well, why should they? They went so retro. They just like, no.
But we will always have stretching tentacles.
Yes.
We'll always have that. let's see. There's one more. Champions, they're doing the Defender exercise program, in which the two poses, as the Alto demonstrated, one was the lifting weights, and the other one is the Zen standing.
Yes. Alto, show us the yoga stands, please. I've seen it. I'll wait for Alto. And then there's a baseball catcher's mitt you can buy. Mm-hmm. But I want to know, but there's no baseball jersey available yet.
That I don't know.
No, it's not available. It's the three new ones. There's the Zen. Very nice. Very nice. I'm working on it. I got my character to level 29 today. I finally found the secret. You're not going to like it.
Yeah, I know.
It's the only time. You know, well, I got 2 days late start. You know, my schedule around here lately. I don't have to play like I used to. I did do missions to level 24.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you have 2 weeks, you only have 2 weeks to get to level 40. It's just, you know.
I know.
Now, why can't you switch hands? What about your left arm?
I don't know.
That's not going to work your left side at all. That's not going to work your left side at all.
Jump.
Oh, all right, hold on. Let me get over there. No, I'm not going to jump. I'm just going to do this. Man, let's see who's here besides us. All right, it's Mad Viking myself and
Theodora Ebert.
Theodora Ebert. I got it. Theodora Ebert. I can read.
Okay.
Oh, click on the name. Over here,
well, you were having problems last week, you know.
Yeah, I know. Champions Online. It's Mad Viking myself and Alto Mark 72, Silver Egret. Mordecai and Alan and the Teddysons, Clarence and Mr. Omno. And Alto just exploded into
some form of
thing. Cosmic galactic night. I know. I was going to say cosmic galactic thing because now he's got jet boots and flapping cosmic wings.
And the Tyre Kromstock is there in spirit.
Ooh. Oh, is that the new dragon stuff?
I guess.
Oh, Natalia Kromstock. Oh, I'm there in spirit. Totally. Thank you, Natalia. I just saw that. Thank you. Okay, cool. And, of course, the cool part, the movie trailers. As much as we, you know, Ezra Miller pissed us off. If you saw the trailer for the movie, the cool part, Keaton's back, baby. I thought it was just going to be a cameo. No. Apparently, Michael Keaton's playing a major part in this movie as Batman. And
I love it. He had the look on his face when he said, yeah, I'm Batman.
Just like he did, like.
Well, the first one was I'm Batman. This one's like, I'm Batman. That was casual.
Because you know Ezra Miller probably pissed him off. He goes, "Wait, are you?" Yeah, I'm Batman. No.
And if you remember a while back ago, we were reporting about the one of the new Supergirls. Yep, we found her.
There will be a new Supergirl for the movie. Black hair, short black hair. I haven't watched the trailer, but I do have the links. We'll get into that in a few moments. I saw a new. You know what it is? I didn't see the trailer. I didn't watch it. I had the links for you guys to watch. Probably watch them later. What is Alto showing off now?
Both me and Pogo pointed it out. We're going like, This is Flashpoint.
Okay. If you watch the very beginning of the trailer, he did something. He did something in the past that alters the future.
And he wanted his mother to live.
And as learned from the comic books, like Flashpoint, you change that. It's like, that's in Doctor Who, that's a fixed point. If you change the fixed point, you screw the rest of the timeline.
Which makes me wonder, who else are we going to see? Now, let's see.
Well,
what? If you go to Flashpoint, that's supposed to be, that's supposed to be Thomas Wayne now, I guess.
No, that could be,
Yeah, there we go. More like Flashpoint.
No, because in their timeline, Morgan Dean Anderson played his dad, Thomas Wayne.
Well, at least we don't have to worry about seeing Paul Rubens playing Elder Cobblepot before Penguin again. Yes, that was Pee Wee Herman. That was Pee Wee Herman. Brings new jokes for the Penguin here. Come on, son, let's go and see the Penguins. Well, you got to admit, he had that disdain look when they found the deformities.
Yes.
Real Flashpoint to me has more characters than the deceased EU.
Yeah. Well said. Well, who knows what we're going to get. So.
Well, they're also talking about doing a Peacemaker, too. So if they're getting rid of the old DCEU, what happens to Peacemaker? I mean, James Gunn did do Peacemaker.
He said some shows will still be around, just not going to be part of the new, what do you want to call it? The new contingent, no, not the new.
Don't say new 52. Don't say it.
No,
Don't say it.
That's not. I've had a bad day today. My ear, I don't know what happened. My ears been killing me all day again. It was almost okay. I just had a major relapse.
Because I said new 52, that would cause anyone to have a new relapse.
I know, right? Oh God, they never. Except for the Flashpoint thing, that started the whole thing. You know, his new timeline, whatever he's doing, the movie universe, the new DC movie universe. I mean, well, think about it. After this season of The Flash, by the way, the premiere last week was great. But after this year, after this season of The Flash, you're only going to have Superman and Lois and the Gotham Knights bullshit. I don't even know if that's going to make this season two. Like I said, almost every night.
I heard they're going to continue Titans.
No, that got canceled. As far as I know, that got canceled.
Mark Hill is just an effing product of Warner. Get that nerd guy who seems to know some shit about comic book movies. Remove the expensive actors. Keep the one that makes us more money than they cost us.
Everything was done to be – Batgirl was done to be a tax write-off. Matter of fact, last week, the two guys working on it, they wanted to go get the electronic files that they had online. Were wiped out already, part of the tax bill. Like, everything is gone. Yep. We're also keep making DC movies. I have nothing to do with the rest. Just to confuse me. Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. All the shit that he allowed, I don't get. This is Discovery. They want to do realistic shows on their channels now. This is what's going to happen to Channel 11. Because everybody loves Superman.
So, in other words, we'll be seeing the Odd Couple return. The Tony Randall, Jack Klugman one.
Yeah.
I thought I would not mind.
But I don't know. They want to do reality shows on Channel 11.
Oh, God.
Although, last weekend, I saw footage from a Supernatural con where I think I mentioned this last week. Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki were talking to the fans. They're discussing bringing Supernatural back. Because they say after the show ended, they were going to take a couple years off, do their own things, and then bring it back. That show, nobody stays dead forever. So, we'll see. That would be awesome if they brought it back.
HBO Max just shut down our hopes.
What
Velma
happened?
Will have a season 2. There was rumors that it was canceled.
Oh, no. It's a show that sucks. No, we're going to get rid of all the popular shows, and we're just going to... Although Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated is on there, you can watch that instead.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a better show.
And did you see on the last... I saw the clip, the Mystery Machine. Oh, well, it's not the Mystery Machine. It's a white van.
Okay, here's the deal. If it has to do with Velma, I don't want to see.
Oh, this one I saw. I was like, oh, God. Okay, all right. I get the idea. It's supposed to be hunters, but yeah,
no.
No.
Do you hear how Saul I'm saying that too? It's like that Darth Vader. I should really look that no up on our on the board.
Like the news is coming out now. We're talking hours ago, minutes ago. I'm trying to see, on canceled.
That's just me.
Yep, they're going forward with the second season. It's official now. HBO Max announced it.
Sorry.
Alto, I have one thing to say about Velma. You suck! But if you're going to give credit to anything about Velma, it's united people. Everyone thinks it sucks.
It's a united front. It's just, it's like, what, they're going to force feed? They think that they keep...
Well, the reason why people started saying it was canceled, because Mindy Kaling took down all the tweets about Velma on her Twitter. And people's going,
right?
This is a sign. This is a sign. It could be canceled. Nope. Now, remember, we did report they already made 1 and 2. It was a package deal.
That's the worst package they ever put together.
Yeah, I mean, best example would be Harley Quinn. It came with... Season 1 and season 2. Season 3 had to be earned. They earned it. They earned the Valentine's Day special, which should be tomorrow. So yeah, we're...
Yes. I just started watching the first couple episodes of the season. There's more Batman, Bat-Fam involved in the season for some reason. So.
It all kind of wraps around, you know.
I guess so. So.
And what I like is they're bringing characters that you wouldn't think be a hit, and they're being hits. As in Clayface, usually, not as high as the Penguin, Riddler, Joker. Now Clayface is doing well. Killer Shark You know, Sharky.
Shark.
King, no, now he can talk.
Right.
Dr. Mind. You know, nice, you know, he's the, not protagonist, antagonist.
You know how you know what I think of the whole TV situation these days?
How's that?
Coming up with this.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
I love that. I love that gift. I have it on my phone, too. And at one point over the summer, I was at my stepsister. She goes, that could be our whole family credo. I was like, I know, because it's, how would you say? Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
But one thing that always finds to be entertaining, it's coming up that time as I hear the eBay
They're just warming up. All right. It's only 8:57, but I think we could start a little early tonight.
Yeah.
If you want to. Okay. I know. It's just, why is it our news tonight? See, why is it going to move?
They've been asking for more time. I figured, you know.
All right. All right.
The Eagles lost. You're happy. Give them a little extra.
All right. I'm making a move tonight. All right. We're going to start off with... Oh, hold on. Wait, I got to do the proper intro. As we go to get the tome. Damn it, I was right. I got the tome from the tomb. That's what I meant to say. You got the tome from the tomb. We went to the tomb to get the tome. They did. All right. What the hell is this?
What?
I looked on my TV. It's called 65. It looks like another Jurassic, like a Jurassic Park ripoff. All right. So, in the annals, be careful how you say that word. You get in trouble. In the annals of superherodom, there have been many, 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 many villains. We've had the Legion of Doom. I remember that one. The Injustice League. The Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. Doctor Doom. The Red Skull. Darkseid. Apocalypse. The Rogues Gallery of the Flash. The Batvillain. The Sinister Six. The Sinister Squad. And those are just a few off the top of my head. But you will not find any of them in this book. Let's just say, if I read the name off from this book, and that's your one of your arch nemesis, you need an upgrade. But these are honorable criminals from comic book history. These are members of the Legion of Regrettable Supervillains. Now we go to the Golden Age. Excuse me. This is a villain, an enemy of the Black Hood. Why does this superhero sound like a villain himself? Created by Bill Wolfolk and Harry Sow. Debuted in Black Hood Comics number 14, MLJ Publications, March 1945. Skills, light, calling, evading farmers. His quote, mock my singing, will you? Me, the great Pad Genie, you'll mock the worms in your grave. Villain, the crow. Okay. What happens to a dream deferred? A one-time opera star, Pad Genie, it becomes a desire for costumed revenge. A former opera legend, Pad Genie, is scheduled for a great comeback, save one small problem. His voice is wrecked when a lovely soprano warns him that his drinking habits have ruined his once great singing. Pad Genie takes it. What do you mean? I was a great singer? I still am. No one's greater than Pad Genie, he declares on stage. The hiccuping argues otherwise. Stepping into the spotlight, Pad Genie belts out in broken tones, punctuated with crow-like ork sounds. "He's singing flat as barley soup," exclaims the opera's producer. Pagini demands that his fellow performers flatter him. The response comes when a clumsy property manager knocks over a cage containing a tame crow. The liberated corvid makes a beeline straight under Pagini's nose, crowing hoarsely. Insulted, Pagini throttles the property manager in retaliation and disappears beneath the stage. In the costume vault, he discovers an enormous crow costume. "So, I'm a crow?" he asks rhetorically. "Revenge will be sweet when the crow strikes." The crow skulks about backstage, looking like an evil Muppet or a high school football mascot. If not, a combination of the two. Soon, his feathered form looms over the poisoned body of his understudy. "Caw!" he celebrates. Victim number one on the crow's revenge list. But legacy hero, the Black Hood, correctly guesses the target of the crow's next attack. Reading a newspaper article that celebrates an upcoming opera star as better than Pagini, the Hood mutters, "I know one man who will bitterly resent that. Pagini!" Which he does. The crow attempts to strangle the young star, but finds the Hood waiting for him. Their battle moves to the rafters, high above the stage, where the crow ultimately loses more than his decaying voice. The Black Hood kicks him from his perch with a boff. The crow plummets to the stage, breaking his neck. The poor fellow's folly finally caught up with him. Eulogizes the Black Hood. A nice alliteration there, too. But a more eloquent fellow's provided when the same crow that knocked him in life perches on Pagini's feathered chest and sings a fitting requiem, crowing hoarsely upon the corpse.
So it wasn't the movie that kills crows either. It's just being a crow.
Yes. If you don't want ill fate to follow you, don't be a crow.
Or just and it doesn't matter if it's villain or hero. Just don't be a crow.
That's right.
I was going like, oh, okay, that combination just said it right there.
That's right. Harry a crow, villain or hero be. Next up, we turn to the Silver Age. Okay. This is an enemy of Peter Cannon, Thunderbolt, created by Peter A. Morrissey. Debuted in Peter Cannon, Thunderbolt, issue number 52. Charlton Comics, June 1966. Handed this eight. This quote, "The law? Ha! I am the law on Gore Island." The villain's name? Gore, the man-ape. Some tyrants rule with an iron fist. In the case of Eric Gore, a chrome dome dictator on a remote island populated only by an army of apes, it was less iron fist and more monkey's paw. Literally, Gore's left hand was replaced with that of a gorilla, inexplicably granting him the authority to control an island full of the powerful primates. The situation is a mixed bag, but Gore has no one to blame but himself, a medical specialist experimenting on advanced skin grafting technique. Gore is caught in a powerful explosion. He loses his hands and sight in one eye. "And then I heard the dying groan of an experimental ape injured in the blast," he explains. "I operated then and there and transferred the creature's paw and was successful. Although the operation afforded him a replacement for his missing it, there were," he says, "unforeseen complications. Over the subsequent weeks of healing, Gore experiences strange sensation and a burning desire for power. I knew then," he tells us, "that the humanity I had sacrificed to serve would one day serve me." Gore sets himself up on a remote island and in a lucky stroke discovers that it is home to a tribe of impressionable apes. The dumbfounded creatures mistook my appearance for that of a god and proclaimed me their supreme ruler. How he knows that tidbit isn't particularly clear, but Gore seems like the kind of man who fills in the sinister headquarters deep in the jungles of the secluded island for plans to take over the world using flesh-eating chemical weapons. Okay. With the cooperation of local guerrillas, a small army of apes will be my initial strike force, he crows. More crowing!
Oh, no. He's doomed. He's doomed.
Yeah, that's it. But they will grow as the criminal elements flock my side. It's good enough, man, but unfortunately for Gore, the reluctant superhero Peter Cannon, a.k.a. Thunderbolt, is accidentally shipwrecked on nearby reefs. Bad news for the apes. By the end of the story, Thunderbolt has punched a whole bunch of them in their monkey faces. Thunderbolt also volunteers to fight in Gore's arena, standing for human victims. Facing four mad apes, he is observed by an audience of primates politely seated on wooden bleachers as though attending some sort of rodeo. Naturally, Thunderbolt defeats his wild adversaries. By happy circumstance, his victory also inclines the tribe to obey the commands of their ape hand or no ape hand. The would-be tyrant ends up perishing in an explosion, a definitive end for an unlikely villain, unless he is able to survive and attach more ape parts to his explosion-battered body. No, because he crowed, he's dead. Well, he had to die.
Yep. See? Crow. Another crow. He dead.
Crow. Yeah. He died. He died.
We are now establishing that crows are the red shirt of the superhero community.
That's quite so. Quite so. Okay. Next up, oh, good Lord. I see teams happening here tonight with this group. Okay. This is a group. This one, they're enemy of the Defender. This is in the Silver Age, mind you. This is enemy of the Defenders. Created Larry Lieber and Jack Kirby, this Gorilla Man. Doug Wildey and George Evans, Chandu, Angela Torres, Shrunk Bones, Steve Gerber and Sal Buscema, Ruby Thursday. They debuted in The Defenders number 21, Marvel Comics, December 1974. 74? My time is acting up again. December 1974. Base of operations, some sort of headquarters? Okay, they're called Control. That's the key. Brute force settles only petty quarrels. They are the Headmen.
Oh, no.
Comic books. Yes. Comic book knows this one. Comic books are teams form for any number of reasons. The members might serve a common cause or share an ideology, or they may pool resources to ensure success. Of course, they might come together because every one of them has a freaky head and they want to conquer the world. This is the raison d'etre of the Headmen, a quartet of odd top supervillains who resemble a support group for the extremely medically challenged. See? Bad surgery. That's the second theme tonight. The Headmen were Dr. Arthur Nicken, the so-called Gorilla Man. See the Gorilla Man back. One of many comic characters called Gorilla Man, actually. A famed transplant surgeon, Nicken harvested experimental organs from wild gorillas, which earned him an ironic fate when a horde of angered gorillas, displaying a frankly surprising knowledge of transplant surgery, attached his head to a gorilla body. Dr. Jerry Morgan, referred to by the arguably disrespectful pseudonym Shrunken Bones. Morgan was a scientist specializing in the creation of a shrinking gas. He accidentally transformed the skeleton to a fraction of its previous size, leaving his skin hanging grotesquely from his body. Chandu, the mystic, originally joined Headmen with his head still attached to his body. After his mind is transferred to a succession of alternate forms, including that of a scattering sinister deer form, he is gifted with a monstrous new bat-winged body, complete with lampreys for arms and the legs of an eagle. Okay. And lastly, Ruby Thursday, brilliant scientist who replaces her own head with a malleable, spherical supercomputer, which she can will to change into any variety of tools and weapons. Their ultimate goal, as with so many supervillain teams, is conquering the entire planet. As Gorilla Man exclaims, working in unison, we can seize this mad planet by the throat and force it to submit to our control. Working against the airtight plan is the superhero non-team, the Defenders, a group without a fixed membership that welcomes any heroes to join for however long is necessary. Headquartered in a suburban neighborhood, the headmen operate without henchmen or other discernible support. In the end, the villains fall short of their lofty ambitions. They are defeated by the heroes and hobbled by constant infighting. Despite their best efforts, they simply can't get ahead.
The reason I groaned because out of all that bunch, the only recurring character was Ruby. That's why I remembered it, because Ruby was the only recurring villain.
And that, my friends, is this week's entries to the Legion of Regrettable Superheroes. just wait till next week.
And this was the 70s, and she did dress up for the 70s.
Yes. And it's funny, is on the cover, they're trying to do something, switching the heads or the brains of the Defenders. Well, what's funny is, once you got to the 70s and 80s, it was like the covers often had nothing to do with what actually happened in the comic book.
Yeah.
It was like it's inside, but the cover has nothing to do with actually what has to do with the comic book. Just to get you to buy it.
That's the second time Atlas Park not responding is showing up, and I'm frozen. So, yes, I know I'm AFK. I just can't do a thing.
I'm there.
All right. Control, Alt, Delete when all else fails.
No.
End a task. There it goes.
No.
It's only happened a couple of times before. While
you're still there.
I know.
I see
it's
you.
Gonna take a while.
No.
As I reboot and do it again. Hopefully this means we're gonna get a patch.
You get an iPad and be a pirate.
That's not for a while.
Oh, you know what we were making fun of last night with the movies? Theodore Ebert is asking, is Graz and Kaz fiddling around in the tech box again?
Well, neither one, to my knowledge, are on City of Heroes, so they're kind of innocent.
Well, they might be.
Alto's here, but he wasn't on City of Heroes, so he's in the clear.
You know, commercial, like for a movie, did you see a thing about Air?
No.
Matt Damon is a sneaker salesman. He wants to make, this is the creation of Air Jordans. And he's being told not to go or call his parents. So he goes to visit them. So we're joking around because yesterday on Instagram, everybody's posted to who do you think the MVP is? And some people are posting, this is the only MVP of football we want to see tonight. It's Al Bundy from Married with Children. And going, He scored 4 touchdowns in a high school football game once, right? Someone texts my friend and goes, what the hell is it? She can do a movie about a shoe salesman. I want to see the Al Bundy story. He scored 4 touchdowns in a high school football game once. He saved the galaxy by fueling a galactic armada with his used socks. He goes, yep, that's what I want to see too.
Well, remember, they are still talking about Married with Children becoming a cartoon.
Really? Holy shit.
Remember we talked about that before?
I forgot about that, but I would love for them to do a reunion. Like, they did a reunion thing, but it was like what were your favorite moments? Because they never got a good send-off. They were canceled for some reason because they kept moving the show around. It was always on Sundays, and then they moved it to the middle of the week. So no one knew when it was on.
Well, like I said, it would be cartoon because, as you pointed out, Christina Applegate does not want to act anymore.
Oh, she
does? Because of her, what she has. Hold on. They were doing something, MS. She has MS.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I was wondering why she hasn't done anything in a while. And I haven't seen much of David Faustino since. What the hell is he doing?
And there was a picture, and I'm trying to find it. It had to do with the Walk of Fame. But, yep, the cast of Married with Children was there.
Okay, that's cool. They were supporting her.
You know, she said because she also gained weight because of the multiple sclerosis. You know, yes, she's older, but not bad. Especially after you look after Madonna. Mm.
anybody looks better than that. You say McDonald? Yep. Old Madonna had a...
You know, so, yes, she has multiple sclerosis. Yes, she gained 40 pounds. Still looks good to me.
I mean, the last movie she did was Bad Moms?
Something like that.
Or Vacation, the last Vacation movie, which I haven't seen yet.
Which one? The Christina Applegate? She was the daughter of the Bundys. No, I turned McDonough into the clown, especially after what she did to her face. Whoever was that doctor
was
that did
Bundy
that operation? Whoever was the one that operated on her face, oh my God. She had cancer. Oh, yeah, Christina Applegate, yeah. But like I said, Pogo Man saw the picture, and you heard his reaction. Enough said.
Well, what happened was I forgot I left it up on my Google thing, and I put my phone back on it. The thing popped up. Like, God! It's
there's a way to wake up
it.
Here.
It's
put that on your alarm clock.
Right. It's different when you forget it's there. You know, like a screensaver.
You won't need coffee. The adrenaline from the scare would.
I make it past that at 4 a.m. Silver Griffiths says she also had cancer in 2008.
Yeah, that was a Christina Applegate.
Yes. I know. That's what I know we were referring to. So.
But, yeah, like I said, just when you set up your alarm to have that face wake up.
No.
You won't need coffee.
Oh.
Forget 5-hour energy drink. You got energy for days. I don't want to say that anymore. And the thing is, before surgery, the before surgery, she looked...
was better, right?
Better because, yes, showing age, but it was kind of like, remember the sketch artists of Aliens?
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Remember, this was the sex symbol of the 80s.
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
You know there's a few that did not age well as going like, at least I'm not that.
Like I said a few years ago, I don't know what music performance it was. She walked up on stage with a cane because apparently she hurt herself. In a white suit, all white, with a wide brim, white hat. All right. And all I was thinking was, what the hell happened to Madonna? When did she become Colonel Sanders? I'm going, what the hell am I watching?
I'm going like, you're being mean and picking on her. Well, when you elect for surgery and you're happy to get that, you gotta
right.
earn it.
Like, there was this athlete, a bodybuilder. She decided to get, like, her boobs enlarged. And the job wasn't that great. But then she had her lips done and some other stuff done. She didn't need the job. And all this plastic surgery she had done, she didn't need it. And she looked worse afterwards. Like, if you see the before and after, a totally different person, unrecognizable. And it's like, what the hell did you do to yourself, and why?
Yeah, there was a lot of jokes when Ann Wilson gained weight as she got older. But guess what? She still looked like Ann Wilson.
Yeah.
So she's a bigger Ann Wilson. What does that mean? All right. Still the same person. Doesn't look like whatever that is.
Lord. I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
Well, we got to be multimillionaires to get it.
No, I don't understand why. Why would you do that?
Wait a minute, I think we just saw a comment. Oh, no. she was a shock value entertainer, so she shocked you with Colonel Sanders' routine. There's some truth to that. All right. Let's see. Upcoming, we got the... Huh?
No. There was a picture. She's making faces with the plastic surgery. But in the news article, like, unrecognizable. She must have spent $100,000 on the surgery. Why?
Like, okay, you grew old. Guess what? Everyone grows old.
He looks horrible. But anyway, coming up next, Greatest Generation Podcast.
Is the podcast for it? No, I think one of our mics went hot.
No, Greatest Generation. It's the Greatest Generation show. What is it called? The Greatest Generation?
Greatest Generation Podcast on Dawn Radio.
It is. I had it right. So.
Yep.
Why are you making fun of the podcast?
No. Alto goes to the podcast fart. No, one of our mics got hot.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it. So. Okay.
They did.
This is a podcast for, I don't know. There, okay. Did it sound like that? No.
And it's like, and next week we'll be eating a pork and beans all through the episode.
You can't, I can't eat pork, so I'm allergic to pork, so go ahead.
Okay, then in your case it would be...
Thomas says it sounded like a fart, okay. There you go. It sounded like a fart, but it was a fart. How do you know? How do you know what a farting podcast sounds like?
Well, remember, I did play a while back ago fart metal.
Okay. Oh, really? Have you ever heard of Heavy Source?
Of what?
I found it on Instagram last week, called Heavy Source. They're a German heavy metal band for kids, and they wear dinosaur costumes, and they play heavy metal. They're like a German cover band, and I swear, look them up on Instagram or look up Heavy Source. I swear to God, I found this last week, and one of my friends must have seen it because at the same time, we're sending each other links from Instagram. And I'm like, oh, you found that too.
Well, to explain, is like Mordecai knows of the song in question that was labeled fart metal. I only played half of the song. And when I did that, he went...
Hold on. The Dino Metal thing, what's the name of that group?
Oh, Victorious.
What is it called?
Victorious.
And that's the name of the band?
Yeah.
Okay, totally. Look up Heavy Source. One word. All right, we got 60 seconds left. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Watch those superhero TV shows because there aren't many left. Watch those superhero films. Go to the many streaming services and check out all the cool genre shows. Read those superhero comic books, novels, et cetera, et cetera. Have a great week, everybody. Be back here next week. Stay super. Mad Viking.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. Okay, now we can finish up what we were talking about. I just want to get that in there. Thank you all for tuning in. You guys rock. We love you all. We do it for you guys. Otherwise, me and Mad Viking, we'd be talking about this amongst ourselves anyway.
And farting.
Our podcast apparently farts. I don't know how. I was growing a conscience. I don't know. So regret. We have 6 seconds. Babaloo.
It's Baba Booey. It's Baba Booey.
All right. It's Baba Booey. I was going to say we're turning into the Howard Stern show, but something's not right. Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
All right. Let's start throwing baloney. Okay. That's a true story. We've seen the Channel 9 Howard Stern shows.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yes. I think we're done. I think that's it.
All right. I got to get the show going.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Great show. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll probably come back on in a few minutes as one of my alts, the guy I'm the character I'm doing to get to 40 before Thursday morning. All right. Talk to you later. Have a good one.
Talk to you later.
If you don't hear from me, I'll see you Wednesday. Bye.